Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Excel in IELTS Speaking, describing an interesting book you recently read. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about personal experiences, including books you've read. Being prepared to describe a book you found interesting can help you showcase your language skills and achieve a high score. In this article, we'll explore how to effectively answer questions about an interesting book you've recently read, providing sample responses and valuable tips to help you excel in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1 of the IELTS speaking test, you may be asked general questions about reading and books. Here are some common questions and sample answers. Q. Do you enjoy reading books? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I do enjoy reading books. I find it relaxing and a great way to learn new things. I try to read a few books each month, mostly fiction and self-help books. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. I'm quite passionate about reading. It's not just a hobby for me, but a way to broaden my horizons and stimulate my imagination. I make it a point to delve into diverse genres, from classic literature to contemporary nonfiction, as I believe each book offers a unique perspective on life and the world around us. Q. What kind of books do you prefer? Band 6-7. Answer. I prefer novels, especially those in the mystery and thriller genres. I find them exciting and they keep me engaged throughout the story. Band 8-9 answer. I have a penchant for thought-provoking literature that challenges my perceptions. While I enjoy a wide range of genres, I'm particularly drawn to philosophical novels and well-researched historical fiction. These types of books not only entertain, but also encourage critical thinking and often provide insights into different cultures and time periods. Part 2, Long Turn, Cue Card. In Part 2, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and questions to guide your response. Here's a sample cue card related to describing a book. Describe a book you recently read that you found interesting. You should say what the book was about, when and where you read it, why you found it interesting, and explain how it impacted you. Band 6-7, sample answer. The book I recently read and found interesting was The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. It's a novel about a young shepherd who goes on a journey to find his personal legend or life purpose. I read this book last month, mostly during my commute to work on the train. It took me about a week to finish it. I found the book interesting because it had a lot of inspirational messages about following your dreams and listening to your heart. The story was simple, but had deep meanings. The book impacted me by making me think more about my own goals in life. It encouraged me to be braver in pursuing what I really want to do instead of just doing what others expect of me. Band 8-9, sample answer. I'd like to talk about a book I recently read that I found utterly captivating, Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind by Yuval Noah Harari. This nonfiction work presents a comprehensive overview of human history from the emergence of Homo sapiens in the Stone Age up to the present day. I delved into this book over the course of a month, primarily during my evenings at home. I found myself so engrossed that I often lost track of time, sometimes reading well into the early hours of the morning. What made this book particularly fascinating was Harari's ability to weave together insights from various disciplines, biology, anthropology, economics, and philosophy, to paint a vivid picture of humanity's journey. His provocative theories about how shared myths and imagined realities have shaped our societies were especially thought-provoking. The impact of this book on me has been profound. It has fundamentally altered my perspective on human progress and the constructs of our society. For instance, Harari's discussion on the agricultural revolution as history's biggest fraud made me reassess my assumptions about technological advancements and their effects on human happiness. Moreover, it has sparked numerous engaging discussions with friends and colleagues, enhancing my critical thinking skills and ability to articulate complex ideas. In essence, this book has not only broadened my knowledge, but also challenged my preconceptions about human nature and societal structures, leaving me with a deeper appreciation for the complexity of our shared history. Follow-up questions. Would you recommend this book to others? Why or why not? Answer. Yes, I would recommend this book to others. It's easy to read and has good messages that can inspire people to think about their lives differently. Band 89. Answer. I would wholeheartedly recommend this book to others, particularly those with an insatiable curiosity about human history and society. Harari's work serves as an excellent catalyst for critical thinking and offers a fresh perspective on our collective past. However, I would advise readers to approach it with an open mind and a willingness to question their existing beliefs, as some of the ideas presented can be quite challenging to conventional wisdom. How has reading this book changed your reading habits? Band 67. Answer. Reading this book has made me more interested in nonfiction books. I now try to read more books about history and science, not just novels. Band 89. Answer. This book has been a turning point in my reading habits. It has ignited a passion for interdisciplinary works that bridge multiple fields of study. I now find myself gravitating towards books that offer comprehensive analyses of complex topics rather than those that focus solely on one discipline. Additionally, it has honed my critical reading skills, encouraging me to approach texts with a more analytical mindset and to cross-reference information from various sources. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think digital books have changed people's reading habits? Band 67 Answer. Digital books have made reading more convenient. People can now carry many books on one device, which is lighter and easier to take anywhere. This might make people read more often, like during their commute or while waiting in line. Band 89 Answer. The advent of digital books has revolutionized reading habits in multifaceted ways. On one hand, ebooks have democratized access to literature, allowing readers to instantly download a vast array of titles at often lower costs than physical books. This immediacy and accessibility have potentially increased reading frequency for many. However, the digital format has also altered the reading experience itself. The ease of switching between texts or accessing external information with a simple tap can lead to a more fragmented reading style, potentially impacting comprehension and retention. Moreover, the absence of physical cues like page thickness can affect our perception of progress and completion. Interestingly, we're seeing a dichotomy in reading preferences, with some readers embracing the convenience of digital formats while others are rediscovering the tactile pleasure of physical books, leading to a resurgence in independent bookstores. This suggests that digital books haven't replaced traditional formats, but rather complemented them, catering to different reading contexts and personal preferences. Q. Do you think schools should focus more on encouraging students to read for pleasure? Band 67. Answer. Yes. I think schools should encourage students to read for pleasure more. Reading can help improve vocabulary and writing skills, and it's also a good way to relax and learn new things. Schools could have reading clubs or set aside time for free reading during the day. Band 89. Answer. Absolutely, I believe schools should place a greater emphasis on fostering a love for reading among students. The benefits of reading for pleasure are manifold and extend far beyond academic achievement. Firstly, reading for enjoyment can cultivate critical thinking skills and enhance emotional intelligence as students immerse themselves in diverse narratives and perspectives. This exposure to varied ideas and cultures through literature can promote empathy and broaden worldviews, which are crucial in our increasingly interconnected world. Moreover, encouraging recreational reading can help combat the declining attention spans often attributed to the digital age. By engaging with longer texts for extended periods, students can develop better focus and concentration skills that are transferable to other areas of learning and life. However, the approach to promoting reading for pleasure needs to be thoughtful. Rather than making it another academic requirement, schools could create conducive environments for reading, such as comfortable reading nooks or regular book fairs. They could also incorporate more student choice in reading materials and organize author visits or book clubs to make reading a more social and engaging activity. Ultimately, by nurturing a genuine love for reading, schools can equip students with a powerful tool for lifelong learning and personal growth, extending the benefits of education far beyond the classroom walls. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases that can elevate your responses. Captivating, adjective. Captivating, very attractive and interesting. Example, the author's captivating storytelling kept me engaged throughout the book. Provocative, adjective. Provocative, causing discussion, thought, or argument. Example, the book presented several provocative theories about human evolution. Interdisciplinary, adjective, plenary, involving two or more academic disciplines. Example, I appreciate the interdisciplinary approach of the book, combining insights from various fields. To delve into, phrasal verb, delve into, to examine or investigate something thoroughly. Example, I found myself delving into the book's complex ideas late into the night. To broaden one's horizons, idiom, to expand one's range of interests, experiences, and knowledge. Example, reading diverse genres helps to broaden my horizons and challenge my perspectives. Examiner's advice. As an IELTS examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in the speaking test. Practice regularly. Engage in conversations in English daily, even if it's just talking to yourself about a book you're reading. Expand your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases related to books and reading, and practice using them in context. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Expand on your points with examples and personal experiences. Use a variety of sentence structures. Mix simple and complex sentences to demonstrate your language proficiency. Stay calm and confident. Remember, the examiner is interested in your language skills, not judging your opinions or reading habits. By following these tips and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to discuss books and reading in your IELTS speaking test, helping you achieve a higher band score. For more IELTS speaking practice, you might find these related topics helpful. Describe a recent social media trend you participated in. Describe a recent book or film that explored a social issue. How to teach children about goal setting. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is confident communication and demonstrating your English language skills effectively. Good luck with your preparation.